episode 782.
How are you, friends?
How the heck are you?
How are you, Suze?
Great. So good.
How's it coming with our writing of the one hit wonder?
It's going great. It's going great. We're still in the research and development phase.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I totally. I mean, it's still January, February. We're still early in the year.
It's still January, almost February. But you know that phrase people say, people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in a year.
Wow. I have not heard this before ever.
Yeah. Like, I love it. Cause I think of it all the time because I noticed like a lot of people are like, here's what I'm going to do. They're like bull out of a gate. They think they're going to get all this stuff done. And then it's sunset and they're just like, wait, I didn't. And they kind of quit. But like, if you apply, you know, slow and steady by the end of the year, you're getting a lot done.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
That's what we're doing with our one hit wonder. I'm super excited for the documentary about USA for Africa, We Are the World, because, you know, it's the model.
Yes.
It's the model.
I'm telling you, it's so good. It's changed the way I'm listening to music now because my mind is going like, oh, this is a one hit wonder. Okay, what are the elements about this song that we need
joking,
to?
I know you're kind of joking, but like you for
no,
real
I'm,
should be like.
Susie, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I know you think that I'm joking, but this is so funny because now that you said that, floodgates are open and now you're going to get all of the messages and all of the
just
ideas
like,
that I have.
Food for thought for real.
Right. Because we're just brainstorming, right? And nothing's a bad idea. So I had seen some other song that like went viral and I'm like, oh, I should send this to Susie.
Sarah.
There are elements of this. And then I'm like, no, she'll think that's silly. But what was I thinking?
Well, maybe because you probably think I'm kind of joking about the one hit wonder.
I don't think you're joking.
Okay. Then you should know that I need all data and insight that you have because just like when you said you should do it like We Are the World style, that was genius.
I mean, come on. It's my own idea,
so,
but I'll go ahead
okay.
and say genius.
Anyway, what about you? How's stretching?
I
she
really
fell
do
off
think.
The wagon.
No, I'm doing great with that.
It.
I'm stretching. I'm doing that. But I really do think that that was not what the universe heard. Because
it took
I am
some
having,
leeway, huh?
Yeah, I'm having to stretch myself, stretch myself out of my comfort zone.
This is not what we wanted.
No,
you
I'm having.
Like,
but
I meant literal stretching.
It is. You know, when you said we overestimate what we could do in a day, we underestimate what we could do in a year. Like sometimes I run into the problem where I the things that I have to do don't really take that long or that much to do, but there's a lot of emotional energy that has to go into it. Like, you know, it may be like following up on some phone calls that I need to make or, you know, whatever, but it's like, it's emotional energy that it takes. And so in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so much stuff to do. And then when I just cranking out, I'm like, oh.
I've noticed this about you.
That hard.
But I think it is like a good problem with your just basic personality. Like you got, that's the downside of being very emotional and expressive and all that is that I feel like you must be so tired at the end of the day just from reacting.
All the time. Just like.
And just the emotion of everything. It's nice to be dead inside like I am because I really do think that I shave off a lot of energy.
Like I have to work really hard to get to that baseline of it's got to be from being in fight or flight, like being in that survival.
Yeah, you're in survival mode all the time.
All the time. And so I have to work really hard to like bring that baseline down.
Right.
You know.
And when you're already dead, you don't have to survive.
Right, right. No
like
problem.
Me.
You're like emotionally numb.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Yeah. So I feel like it's good. I feel like I'm pushing myself to train my brain into learning that these things don't require as much emotional energy as I believe that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some video online that was like an ADHD brain sees two times, now or later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's not now, it's then. And, and I don't have to deal with it.
It is so true.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. So this year is definitely pushing me out of, like, making me stretch my in my comfort zone, stretch out of my comfort zone, I guess. But it's not necessarily the worst thing. And
okay, well, I'll keep checking back. But in the meantime, just keep doing the old stretcheroo.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're still stretching. We're still.
Do you feel like more limber in any way physically?
Yes. Okay. I do. I do notice a difference in my posture and in, because I've been using that neck thing, that, like neck traction thing. And now I'm hyper aware of people who aren't practicing good posture.
Yeah.
And I was watching, this new show I'm obsessed with, Feynman's in Trouble. Some very Jewish first name is in trouble. And
Fleischman.
Thank you. I'm like, the word reminds me of like a sex toy. Fleischman.
I thought you were going to say like a bagel.
No, it sounds like Fleshlight.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Sounds like a sex toy. Like, I don't know. I can't get past that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a great show if you haven't seen it. But he's got the worst posture. That main character, I can't remember what his name is. I'm watching him walk. It's like a side shot of him walking in the street. I'm like, oh my God, that guy. I should just send him the thing in the mail. Here's this neck traction device.
Do you think it's the actor or this is the character?
No, like, I think it's the actor. That is, unless he's really in like a method actor. Like, I don't know.
That's how he is it, like on the red carpet too?
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, well. Freaking A. I don't know.
Well, we could all stand up straighter.
Yeah, I think it's good. I'm noticing a difference.
Do you think you'll be able to do a split by the end of the year?
No fucking way.
Oh, wow. Okay. Low bar lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, here's something that I learned that I had always like really been proud of the fact that I got a high score in the sit and reach. Do you remember that test you have to take in elementary school where you sit and you like reach forward?
I definitely did not do that. Okay. Well,
we had to do that when they did like the national fitness exam. You have to like
the hang Christians from a didn't bar care. For
oh, that's right.
Jesus was coming like the next week. We did not have to.
Yeah. Well, we did. And they did this thing called the sit and reach where you put your feet flat and like they put this box on. You put your feet inside this box and the box has a tape measure and then you go and put your hands as far as you can. And there's like a standard measurement that like we should be able to hit. Yeah. And I was like so proud of myself that I could stretch so far and da da da. And what that means is that you have like lengthened hamstrings. But I'm learning as an adult that there's a like
middle some people ground. Just can't.
Well, oh, you can be overstretched. You can have stretched your hamstrings to where like so much and stretched in that particular way.
Yeah.
Like, where now the overstretching of the hamstrings creates some hip problems and it can create problems down the road. So you almost have to do more moves to shorten them and not over accentuate them. So there are some muscles that I want to lengthen, but when it comes to ones that have been overstressed and overstretched, I don't want to work my hand.
That is shocking information.
Yeah. I thought so too.
I'm so upset right now.
That you can be like overly flexible in a certain area that then causes problems.
Oh my God. Like those people on like America's Funniest People or whatever, where they would like put their
bending in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they are probably.
Yeah.
Well, ruining the day.
It's, you know, here where we need Newton's third law of like every equal opposite reaction, like is fine if all the muscles are in balance, you know, and if you're like, I don't know, some fucking contortionist, but if you have like tight hamstrings and then, or tight, I don't know, quads and then these overstretched hamstrings, then you got to do work in the other direction.
You just like, can't win. I'm telling you.
No, you can't. And if you... I keep thinking of the fucking phrase. This is turning into an old lady podcast. I keep thinking of the phrase, if you don't use it, you lose it.
It's true, Sarah.
I mean.
Yeah.
You gotta move.
And you gotta think too. This goes for the brain. I'm not telling you. I'm telling
certainly. No, please. People. We know.
Well, I'll tell you what is good for you. And that is the Four Wellness coffee supplement that is changing the Butler household over here.
Yeah.
We are so into it. It's like our whole thing.
This is like, great. I've said before that it's really helpful when you can integrate like healthy lifestyle changes into something that you're already doing. Like yeah. it's just a simple replacement.
Yeah. You like know? You're already drinking coffee.
You're already drinking. I'm drinking coffee every day.
Just put a scoop in and there it's like, reduces caffeine jitters, increases your collagen, supports fat burning with the power of the good stuff.
I mean, five key Hello. Ingredients,
L-theanine, collagen, MCT, cinnamon, Himalaya salt. It's tasty as heck.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but now
I like their bites, the energy bites.
Oh yeah. That's great.
I'm obsessed with those.
Mm-hmm. Those are great. Superfood focused bites.
They're brownie bites.
They taste like chocolate brownie. Yeah.
Yes, they do. And I will let anybody who lives in cold weather climates know that it has passed the cold weather test where you can take it and put it in your pocket and it does not turn into a rock hard, you know,
nightmare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It stays nice.
Yeah, it has. Then they have benefits like fighting inflammation and supporting brain and gut health. You know, I'm all about gut health. Yes. That's like my priority. So if you drink coffee, it's time to give 4Wellness a try. Head to 4Wellness.com/braincandy. Use our code braincandy for 25% off your order. Once again, that's 4Wellness.com/braincandy for 25% off. And make sure you use our code braincandy so they know we sent you. Thank you always for using our codes. It helps our show so much and you guys are really lovely to do it. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So I mentioned this a little bit earlier and then I was like, oh, this is a perfect segue, but I'll keep talking about whatever else I was talking about at the time. But, I read an interesting article on method acting.
Okay.
So
I'm already into it.
Right. Did you hear Natalie Portman's quote on this? Have you heard Natalie Portman talk about this?
No, I've heard me talk about how I'm sick of it because it's only a bunch of dudes.
Yes. Oh my God. That is exactly what she said. So Natalie Portman it was interviewed and she said, her quote is, method acting is a luxury that women can't afford. I don't think that children or partners would be very understanding of, you know, me making everyone call me Jackie Kennedy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What a good point that women do not get this luxury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so I watched the recent Dave Chappelle comedy special, Against My Better Judgment, given,
oh, goodness. You know, I haven't watched it yet because I feel like it's going to be.
It's not worth it.
Oh, because my God.
He does the whole trans thing again, but it then also doesn't have funny stuff. Like, right hand of God, it was two chuckles I did in the whole special. Two chuckles.
And for everybody listening, you guys know Susie. Susie says everything's fair as long as it's funny. That we are open to let's make a joke out of it. Let's
be shocking, whatever.
You know, but humor in what? Wow.
But he tells a story at the opening of his whole special about how he loved Jim Carrey and that before he was famous or whatever, he got the opportunity to meet Jim Carrey on the set of the Andy Kaufman biopic Man in the Moon.
Yes.
And Man on the Moon, whatever. And that Jim Carrey was doing method acting for that. So he insisted that Dave and everyone else call him Andy all day and for the whole shoot. And, you know, was in character the whole time.
I'm so annoyed.
And I thought, can you imagine if Meryl Streep did that?
Oh, please.
But she has to be like down to earth, approachable, and like ultra humble where she's always like, oh, me?
Right.
Like, because if she didn't, there was this woman, she was a famous actress, and I wish I could remember her name now, but she really wanted to play Catwoman. And all I remember is that her first name, I think is like a man's name. You know how like sometimes it's whatever. I wish I could remember it. Ha! It'll come to me later.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was trying to convince the director of Batman that she should be Catwoman. Mm-hmm. And so she like put on the suit, the outfit,
and the whip, and the whole thing. Catwoman's whole thing is like being a cat.
Yeah. And she was, you know, whatever. It was like a
method acting.
Yeah. And from that point on, she was basically unhirable in Hollywood because they were like, this lady's crazy.
Oh my God.
And I always think back to her and think like, this is exactly what like Marlon Brando, all those guys, they're absolutely bonkers, but they're geniuses. And when women do it, they're unhinged.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Sorry, I hijacked your story.
Mads Mikkelsen, I think that's how you say his last name. He's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He gave an interview in 2022 and he described, there are men who agree with this, and he called method acting pretentious. He said,
It is.
Yeah. He said, it's bullshit. What if it's a shit film? What do you think they achieved? Am I impressed that you didn't drop character? You should have dropped it from the beginning. The media goes, oh my God, he took it so seriously. Therefore, he must be fantastic. Let's give him an award.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck that.
Yes.
And then Charlize
Daniel
Theron,
Day-Lewis, we're looking at you.
Yeah. Weirdo. And then Charlize Theron said, I go to my trailer, I take off my makeup, and I go home. I don't know how people stay in character. I'm too lazy, the Oscar winner says. I've got two kids to raise, and I have dog shit to pick up in the backyard, and I don't know how to do that in character.
I would say...
I think that's really fair. Like, you're going to go home and be a mother, and then be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to stay in character as, you know, the murderer she played in Monster? I don't think so. How does that work?
Her name was Sean Young.
Oh, Sean Young. That
Sorry.
Is a man name.
That was driving me crazy. Okay. Yeah. But but I think Charlize is being self-deprecating by saying I'm too lazy. Because don't say that. Because you're not actually. You're just, you know that you wouldn't be permitted to act like a lunatic.
Yeah.
I think it's more impressive to go back and forth. To be able to be.
It absolutely is. Meryl and it Street. Shows that you are able to think about all the other jobs that are out there. You know, like I think about what my brother does as a firefighter and you know, he's the guy that pronounces people dead. That's his job. Like, ugh. And then you take off that hat and then you go sit next to me in a funny movie and watch a movie with me and eat popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have to
compartmentalize
and be like, I'm going to go, you know, be a teachers, like anybody who works with other humans.
But, well, okay. So recently we had the Golden Globes and Joe Coy was the host and he was panned, because people thought his, monologue was not great. I love Joe Coy. I didn't think it was great. But I also think that Hollywood has its head up its butt and thinks like it takes itself too seriously. And that's what this method acting is, where they like, they don't like to laugh at themselves. They don't like to admit how, like, we're not curing cancer here. Like whenever they talk about the film and the artist and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, calm down.
Right.
Like you can take pride in your work and still realize like have perspective.
Right. Yeah.
And method acting is the opposite of that.
I love how passionate you are about this subject. This is great.
I'm so mad. I'm sorry.
I think it's really fair because I think it really points out how shitty women have it. And in that industry.
No, but also like black people. Can you imagine?
Right. Oh, my. Could you imagine?
Can you?
I think Samuel L. Jackson and... Will Smith were two people who spoke out against method acting and how, like, they don't have the privilege of
that. They absolutely cannot do that.
It's, like, annoying, narcissistic. But yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis and Jim Carrey. And I don't care about people. Jim Carrey is a narcissist.
Oh, my gosh, for sure.
I mean, there's something
about... I love him, but...
Me too. That's it. But, like, God, that guy wants the applause for himself. Like, he wants everybody to just be like...
Well, he's the, you know how he's super into like philosophy and painting and all this stuff. And he talks a lot about like Eckhart Tolle and all these, you know, whatever. And it's like, almost like I always talk about those people that are constantly posting inspirational memes because they need inspiration.
100%.
It's like that, where he's got a little screw loose, which is why he's so brilliant and amazing at comedy and impressions and stuff. But also can like make you dysfunctional.
Yes.
I don't even think he would deny that.
No, I don't think he would either. I think he would like, at least he's self-aware.
Like he's sort of like a Picasso painting. He's just like a little wonky there.
A little wonky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I agree with Charlize or Natalie or whoever.
I thought it was a really good point. Like when I read that headline and it said, like, I don't think my children or partner is going to be understanding of insisting that they call me Jackie Kennedy. I laughed because I'm like, wow. And we applaud men when they do this. Oh, now,
genius.
Oh, it's genius. Right, please. This kind of falls into the same category, or it's like a nice follow up to this. But
I'm sorry. I got to tell you one more thing.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite things was in, I think it was in the Rita Moreno documentary.
I don't know who that is.
She was in West Side Story.
Oh,
and
yes,
she's like in her 90s now. She's like a
who
total
wore
badass.
The same dress to
the.
Oh, she looked so good. Can you imagine fitting into the same dress you wore when you were
she
freaking
dated
17 years
Marlon
old.
Brando, and she gave this speech one time about him. And she was saying, like, have you ever, like, when a certain person walks into a room, like you just like, that's all you can think about. And like, you look at them and you just think like you are amazing in every way. That's how Marlon Brando felt about himself.
Oh, that's great. What a great, cause you think she's going to say that's how I felt about him or
well,
that's
she probably
how he felt
did.
About me. Right. But that's how he felt about, I got actual goosebumps when you said that.
And I was like, yeah, bitch, tell it all. Cause
that's really good.
You know,
yeah, those guys are obsessed.
Yeah.
Themselves.
So self-important.
You know who anyway. Who else? People are going to give me heat for this, I think, but you know who I think is like that too? Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, why?
When I found
he's
out
like
that
quiet?
He had an entire room, like rooms of his house dedicated, like designed to look like the Haunted Mansion. I'm like, this guy has a lot of money and does weird things. And he's like,
yeah, it's like, are you weird or are you weird?
Right. That's that is it. And you know who else? Okay. So this is my segment. Why is James Cameron so obsessed with Titanic?
He is the worst.
Why is, like, I am convinced that he did his entire film career to just fund his underwater explorations. Why is he so obsessed with the Titanic? Let it go. It sunk a bunch of years ago. We don't need, what's happening?
You are so right.
Like,
I cannot stand that guy.
Well, I don't can't either, and I don't know why. But it's
well,
like,
it's because you're right. What you're saying, it's not even just the Titanic fandom. It's his self-importance and how he thinks he's doing something that matters. And it's like, sir, I'll tell you what does matter, though, and that is Thrive Makeup. Because, listen, I am not leaving this house without Thrive. I was just talking to Adam about that. How, like, I think it was because on Things We Got Wrong, you talked about how, like, you, what'd you say? You go, I really took my foot off the gas. Like, I kept replaying that in my mind about, like, makeup and stuff. And how
I've just slimmed down. Now
well,
I need
now
three
you just
things.
Need the Thrivers, right?
Right. And
the mascara.
This is a real story, which then I felt kind of bad about this. I was talking about how my secret is like Thrive Cosmetics, and somebody wrote it, like somebody DM'd me and was like, yeah, right. First of all, they didn't think I actually managed my own account. And they wrote in and were like, yeah, right. Like, that's not all you use. And I was like, oh, well, now I got to prove it. So I videotaped myself walking upstairs to my bathroom, opening up my makeup. I was like, turquoise, Thrive, Thrive. And then she wrote back. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this was your account. And I totally believe you. And I was like, I attacked her for not believing that this is all I use.
Well, I understand. Like, I understand why people are like
skeptical. But I was like, yo.
But that's like that's our bread and butter is like, we only do this with people, things we love.
Right.
And so, listen, you got to believe us. You got to believe us over here.
Don't make me make an angry video.
But I said to Adam, like, I am not taking my foot off the gas. I won't even go to Target without a full face. But thankfully, I feel great about it because Thrive Cosmetics is awesome. They help the community. They donate to causes I love. But also, their stuff is so great. Liquid lash extensions, mascara, the lip plumping peptide gloss. Excuse me.
Yes.
Great. Brilliant eye brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is a luxury beauty that gives back. Right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/braincandy. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/braincandy for 20% off your first order. What about my 50th order, Thrive?
Right.
I mean, I'm way past my first, okay?
I was thinking that. Sometimes they throw in like special treats, though.
I know. I need a treat.
Yeah.
Because I got stuck up over here.
Okay. So James Cameron. Yeah. But
suck it.
What got
that guy's
me started,
the worst.
My James Cameron thought was just a... All my episodes are really just a string of ADHD stream of consciousness because it's like... Found out this, went deep diving, thought, no pun intended, then got connected to this story, which led me to this story, which led me to this story. So
I feel that way too, Sarah.
That, right?
I feel so lucky that we get to do this show because I know that you know.
This is a completely useless skill in every other.
Well, I know, but like, I know you can relate to this where like you really do start to connect dots.
So much.
Yeah.
And I know our listeners too do too, because they're like, wait a sec. Didn't we talk about something like absolutely it connects the dots.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
when we're studying mantis
to, like,
shrimp eyeballs and then learning about endangered species that are getting $0 US, like.
But that's, hey, that's why you people need to keep using our codes, because this is like all we have over
it
here.
It is. And it's very important. okay. So. Do you want to know why they have never found any bodies aboard the wreckage of the Titanic? Or have you ever thought about why we've never discovered any bodies?
I mean, I thought those fish ate it.
Well, so fish, that's kind of some people's arguments of like, oh, fish and other organisms like deep sea scavengers, you know, go through shipwrecks. But you'd think maybe we'd find bones.
Yeah, you would
find
think.
Something,
yeah, you would
right?
think you'd find some skeletons down there.
Right. You'd think, well, this is interesting. The reason why they haven't found any is because the Titanic is at a depth that's below 3,000 feet.
Yeah.
And once you pass below that, it's a depth that they call the calcium carbonate compensation depth. So at this depth of water, deep sea is under this they're undersaturated in calcium carbonate, which is what bones are mostly made of. So the bones are basically dissolved and absorbed into the ocean because of the undersaturation of calcium at that level in the ocean.
Are you telling me that like it's right then when they sunk, or are you telling me over time?
I would imagine it's over time, but that starts very quickly as soon as they reach that depth of below 3,000 feet, and then it
just start wasting away.
Yeah. Bones, like, I never thought about that. Like, yeah, why don't we have, like, a bunch of fish bones, like, everywhere?
Oh, you mean people bones?
People bones, fish, but whatever.
Oh,
know.
Yeah,
in the
you're
ocean.
Right. Any
like a
bones.
Whale. Like, any, there's a lot of whales
yeah,
that have
right.
died, and then, like,
I guess I.
We don't, like, find a whale bone. We're like, ooh,
bones.
What's this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you discover dinosaur bones. They're done. They're gone. They drop below a certain depth, and then the ocean just, like, reabsorbs it.
That's wacky.
Yeah, that is.
I don't love it. I don't love what goes on down there.
Susie,
it's a little too mysterious.
You sent me the interactive scroll through, I think it was National Geographic or something like that,
mm-hmm.
where it
the
was,
tweet. Mm-hmm.
It's a tweet that you could scroll through on your phone, and it made it so... It was like 2 scale, I guess, for that scrolling of the actual depth of the ocean and the different layers of the ocean. I was scrolling for so long, like I started to get anxiety. Like I started to feel that like, I'm very uncomfortable with this. You know, like when they do like the zoom out on the earth, like zoom out, zoom out, zoom out. And there's a certain point where you're like, oh, I can't fit all this into my head anymore. This is too much. I can't.
I mean, that's how I feel also with just like the money that a billionaire has.
Absolutely.
And then because the limits.
You can't even comprehend the amount of wealth.
Conceptualizing it mean that they get away with more because people don't realize how fucked up. I saw this tweet that was like, if an animal like a raccoon just like hoarded steaks. Or garbage, we would study it,
and all the other raccoons would kill it.
Yeah, like If
and, like, that's a threat to the rest of us.
Other raccoons starve just to keep its stash. Oh, we would be like, this is pathological. But when humans do it, we put them like on the cover of Time.
Oh my God!
Like, oh, Elon.
Susie.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! Why do you keep telling me things that are going to keep me out? Like,
it's, I know this is why I'm dead inside, though. Welcome.
Help! Oh.
This didn't happen naturally.
No other animal species. There's nobody, nothing else that I can think of that would do that to because the point where
it goes against survival.
It goes against survival. Waste energy. Right, we would kill that thing.
Yeah.
For no reason. For a fucking yacht.
Yeah, you already have food and stuff.
Yeah, it's pathological.
It is. And it's one thing to turn a blind eye, but it's another thing to like act like they're great, which is what we do.
Okay.
I don't love it.
All right.
This is a real downer.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be another one that might be something.
No, why?
That, it's just going to make us go, what? You definitely are going to say, why the fuck are we doing this? Do you know, or have you heard the history of the marathon race?
I'm mad about it already.
It's great. Okay.
No, so, it's not. It's not great.
It's great that you're mad about it because I know that you're going to hate this even more. And it just like brings me joy to like also share in our frustration with this thing.
That, well, maybe other people can get mad too.
Yeah, that you will. And that this is great. Okay. So as you know, marathon distance, official distance of a marathon, 26.29 miles.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
History of the marathon dates back to ancient Greece. So according to the legend.
I know this part.
Marathon originated in 490 BCE when a messenger ran from the city of Marathon to Athens to deliver news of the Greek victory over the Persians in the Battle of Marathon. And he ran this whole distance without stopping and then collapsed and died.
Yeah.
In giving the message. And then we're like,
stupidest thing.
To commemorate his work and his death, let's all do that. Over and over and over?
Yeah.
When I heard this, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah. I know about this and about how that's why it continues to have that point two at the end that like,
well, and they've now changed in 1908, the distance of the marathon was standardized to 42.195 during the London Olympic Games because it was chosen to accommodate the royal family's request to have the race start at Windsor Castle and finish in front of the Olympic Stadium.
But it is 26.2. Like,
yes.
Just if you enter a marathon.
Yes.
And it's so dumb.
Oh, yeah. They keep that point, too. That is right. Why.
They keep the point, too.
Right.
Because that's the tradition. And it's like, they all talk about that last point too. You'd think it'd be easy. Okay. I'm like, you know what's easy? Not doing a marathon.
Right.
So easy.
Right. Well, this was, I read this story right after I had heard Molly Seidel. She's an American long distance runner who she was on Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR being interviewed.
Is she from Chicago? Or Boston.
Boston.
Yeah. She ran, after
this
the Boston
This is the best
bombing.
Story ever.
Okay.
So she's just somebody who liked to run, right? She's never run a marathon ever. And she was like, hey, maybe I should. This is very important. She was on the roof of her friend's townhouse smoking a joint and was like, hey, maybe I should run a marathon. Wouldn't it be cool if my first marathon I did was the trials for the Olympics?
You mean anyone can do it?
Anyone can do it. You can just do the Olympic trial. Like there's a qualifier. Like there's a, I'm sure there are qualifiers. Like I'm sure she's like run at certain speeds or like had some history of career, but she had never run like a professional marathon before or an organized marathon. The one that happens to be the next one to do is a qualifier for the Olympics. She got second place. She's going to the Olympics.
Come on.
Yeah. Her second race is going to be like.
And she never ran track in her life.
She ran track. She's not like somebody who's like you and me. Like she's a runner, but she had never run a marathon before. Her very first marathon, she qualifies.
Wonder why.
For the Olympics.
How do you explain that?
And then ends up getting, I don't know if this was in the she gets in some big race, she gets third place, and you see like first and second cross the finish line, and they're like, oh, looking like defeated, and like, you know, maybe one wanted a better time, maybe one's really, and these are women who have like raced, done many marathons, have many awards, and then you see her crossing the finish line in third place, and she's like, yeah, this is the best. She's like, it was the best day of my life. Like, these other people are familiar with winning.
How do you explain this?
She said it's just like her competitive nature. She also holds the second fastest time as a DoorDash driver in the city she lives in because, don't you know it, professional runners don't get paid a lot. So she's working DoorDash too.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you would be great friends with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please, we're smoking weed and have an unrealistic or awareness of our own, like, I don't know, limitations and throw ourselves into situations that are way over our head.
She is so annoying. I hate her with all my heart.
Like, I listened to her and I was like, I love this shit.
Especially the gratuitous celebration. Like,
no, she's
even
like,
if
it's
you
her
feel,
first race.
No,
she's like so
even if you
so
feel
stoked.
Like that, if you see one and two being like, okay, we're done. We did it. Just cool your jets.
No, it's
lady.
Like crossing the finish line. Like she's smart. I think it's good to cross
she's
the finish line with a smile on your face. Usually bronze doesn't rub anything in. They're like first place may. Second place is like disappointed she didn't get first
place. Underdog.
Yeah. I think the person who's never run a marathon ever before, who like qualifies for the freaking Olympics.
She's
and now
my
she's
enemy.
Like doing another. But I love it.
I'll tell you what I love. And that's Kitsch. Because this stuff, what did I say on Instagram the other day? They have my number. Every time they come out with a collaboration or
yeah,
like
the Barbie
a collection,
one is so
I'm like,
cute.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Now I got to get this set of scrunchies or whatever. They have heatless roll. Look. See,
yeah,
see all
so
that
cute.
Activity in my hair? That's
yeah.
from the heat.
You do have like a Barbie bun going on, like a Barbie pony going on,
it's
you know, with like a...
The cutest look with this stuff. They're silk... Heatless rollers.
Yeah.
They have the scrunchies, the silk
the
pillowcases. They're keeping our hair safe.
That's right. So we're getting these curls nice and long.
It's a jungle out there. Heat damage, it's for the birds. And they have the rice water shampoo bars. Highly recommend them. Love them. Great for travel, but also just great for your hair. Right now, Kitsch is offering you 25% off your entire order at mykitsch.com/braincandy. That's right. 25% off anything and everything at mykitsch, KITSCH.com/braincandy. One more time, mykitsch.com/braincandy for 25% off your order. And their prices are awesome at full price. So
yeah,
with a bargain, it's like, if you keep saving money like that,
love it. I love
yes.
her. But I don't love marathons.
She's the worst, Sarah.
Why?
She's a rubber inner.
She's not a rubber inner.
Okay.
She's not rubbing it in. We're just talking the moment she crossed over the finish
she was
line.
Just celebratory.
She had a smile on her face.
It wasn't smug.
And the other two looked like she's like, yeah, those other women had run a million races before. They have trophies. They have medals. This is my first
All
race.
Right.
I'm
she
just
can be
like,
jubilant. All
what?
Right.
I'm so stoked to be here. Like, best day ever.
Fine.
Like, I think I'm team. This is the one marathon I'll allow. Like, the stoner chick who is like, I could probably do that. And then does? Please.
I guess I feel like it's, I'm just skeptical. Like, it's myth-making where she never ran a marathon, but she's right. done like half marathons. She's run on the track team. She knows she's good at it. She's just like never applied herself. And so now she's like, what? I'm going to the Olympics. I didn't even try.
Yes.
We all know these people, but like the truth is they're trying. It's Sarah accuses me of this. She says I'm
what?
Like a duck. You know, where I like
no,
act all
I
cool.
say you make it look really easy.
I know. I just totally flipped it like it was an insult.
I was like, "What the fuck?" That is. I
Sarah
say that
always
the opposite.
Says this about me. all right. Well, I'll look into it more, but I'm skeptical.
Yeah, here on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, she's adorable, and it was really fun. And she was commenting
Does she seem
on.
Like, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, she seems very down to earth and very like I can't believe what the big deal is. Why are you even interviewing me? I'm like regular. Yeah, she's like okay. That. She's like, I'm a DoorDash driver. Like,
that's nice. All
yeah,
right,
she's very like humble, very down to earth. And she was interviewed about how Taylor Swift runs for 3 hours on a treadmill while singing to train. And this chick, Molly's like, why would you do that? Why would you ever run 3 hours on a treadmill anywhere? Like, that sounds awful. Like, okay. She's very much like that.
I have read this about Taylor and I have seen like the side-by-side video to compare like when she didn't do that to now and how she's aerobically stronger and all of that. And that's cool. But there is this myth-making obviously with her. Yes. I mean, I forget her publicist's name. It's like some weird Tree Pain or something. Some weird name. But that woman is a genius.
Genius. But
I feel like Pink is also very into this myth making. When she was on 60 Minutes, she made her like vocal coach stand on her stomach while she was like laying flat on the ground. Yeah. And then she like belted out one of her songs and the coach was like, oh my God. And Pink was like, I know, it's just whatever. And
I feel the same way about Tom Cruise and doing his own stunts.
Well, you said it.
That
is on a whole different level.
Every time I went to a movie theater and they did a 10-minute like whole behind the scenes of the making of this stunt. It was like kind of an ad, I think, or trailer for the Mission Impossible film, but it wasn't really set up like that.
Well, he's king of the myth making.
Wow.
Yeah. Because his is more,
I know,
it's more
exactly
important than just a movie. It's about his whole Xenu lifestyle.
Right. Don't look over here. Look at how I'm chopping off this helicopter.
Well, but he is saying, look over here, though, too, that he's trying to say that Scientology is why he's capable. And
I feel like it was a distraction of, like, look, I'm proving that how manly I am.
Well, yeah, but it's like mind over matter, like, right. I'm not gay. Look, I fly a plane.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to where it's like, I don't want to say that gay guys don't do any of those things because they do, but not according to Tom Cruise, apparently, and
like,
his PR
there's
people.
A lot of like entrenched weirdness that is like overcompensated with this stunt thing.
Right.
We get it. Instead of like doing another Mission Impossible, just join the military.
Right.
Or
like just go become like
a sniper, whatever.
Do whatever. Don't. This is weird. I just think it's weird. So.
You're still making a movie. Calm down.
Yeah. Yes. This is our theme of this episode.
Calm
down. You're still making a movie. Calm down.
We're not impressed.
Okay. This is something that we can be impressed with, though.
Okay. I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, you'll be the judge. This is something that would definitely convince me to change. I don't know if it would for you. We'll see. It started a while back, I think in about 2020, maybe 2021, right after the pandemic. But New Zealand saw a big dip in the number of people that were recycling. And they're like, what the heck is happening? We got to do something. So New Zealand started putting gold stars on the trash bins of people who properly sorted their cans and bottles. And the amount of material that was recycled increased from 48% to 80%.
This is crazy.
People, there have been 155,000 bins that have been spot checked by this compliance staff, and 26% of those received this gold star for excellent recycling, while 61% have been given an education notice. And it seems that as soon as you give somebody a gold star or an education notice, they're like, what? My neighbor got a gold star? I can't have this. And they start recycling more.
I mean, I have so much to say.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I mean, on one hand, it's great because they're essentially doing what social media and like tech bros do, where they are leveraging the weaknesses of the human psychology.
Like and comment and share kind of thing. They're basically doing that.
Yeah, but for a great purpose.
Yes.
That people want to feel like, number one, they're keeping up with the Joneses. Number two, they just like to be like clapped for in that way. So that's great that they're doing that, but it is so annoying that we are so stupid.
So easily. And 246 bins were removed because they were really bad at it.
They were just putting garbage in there.
Yeah. And what ended up happening was people came to the visit the council and signed an agreement to sort their recycling properly in the future. And then they got their bin back.
Good. Yeah. That takes a lot of labor though.
It does, but I think it's one of those things. So I read this report on, I think it was in New York City, and they put a whole bunch of police in the subway station to catch people who were jumping the turnstiles or whatever they're called.
Yeah, evasion.
Yeah, fare evasion. They ended up spending, I think it was $1.6 million in overtime for these cops, who then stopped what would be the equivalent of $1,000-something in these fees. So to lose $1,000, you paid $1.6 million? That doesn't make sense. So I'm wondering if, like, where the cost would be. Is this one of those things where, like, putting a bunch of people out there, like, are we putting the energy into the wrong place with, like, sorting out a bunch of crap that shouldn't be sorted? And or should we, like, use those funds to on gold stickers on people's trash cans?
Yeah, right.
That seems more effective. I'm
glad that it's working.
It's working.
I'm mad that it works.
Right.
Because we're so dumb.
We live in a townhouse where we line all of our trash cans up next to the 8 other units that are in here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I looked out and 3 or 4 of those had a gold star on it.
Oh my God. Sarah would be, she'd paint her whole thing gold.
Oh, please.
Her whole garbage can.
I'm like going to turn my house into like the neighborhood recycling center just so everybody knows that it's not me. Remember how mad I got when somebody put a sign on my door that said, pick up after your dog? And it wasn't, I knew it wasn't me.
She just killed her dog. She was like, I'll show you.
My dog's not even alive.
Right? No one. So there.
Right. Oh my God.
I think there is something wrong with my brain though, because I do feel like I have, like, I'm broken. Because, like, the exercise app that we use, which, by the way, they don't sponsor us anymore, but I wish they did, Copilot, because I still use it every day. But they have a thing where, like, if you work out a certain number of times, then you get, like, a thing where, like, if you miss a day, it doesn't break your streak.
Yeah.
And they were telling me this, like, I was going to be so stoked. And I'm like, you don't get it. Like, I'm still doing it. Like, I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in it for, like, this streak. I can't imagine being, like,
oh, that's me.
Oh, I need this streak.
I need a visual representation of, like, Eli's been all about...
Why wouldn't that be your muscle?
It doesn't work like that. I don't know. I can't...
No, you're normal.
It feels like later, not like a right now thing. Eli's been all about me getting back on an Apple Watch. My Apple Watch broke or wasn't charging right and died real quick.
So what happened? So you weren't getting the... Like, hey, you need a break or something.
And my brother gave me his old one for Christmas. And Eli's like, I'm so excited for you to get that Apple Watch back on. This is going to change everything. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's like, let's keep our expectations realistic. This is not like going to change the world or all of a sudden. He goes, no, there is a change that I see. You become fixated on making sure that you close those rings and do like stand up, and you're standing up, you drink water. It has the reminder to drink water. You're better at like taking care of yourself or having the reminder to do that throughout the day. Cause I'll just get stuck and I won't stand up for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's can't be good. So yeah, I need a visual cue, even if it's something like, here's a gold star on your trash can to remind you to do this. Or
yeah, I think most people do. And I just think it's so fascinating. But most of the people exploiting that are doing so for money-making purposes rather than recycling.
Yeah, that's purposes. True. So, yeah, this is for recycling, so shout out to New Zealand.
Yeah, this is better.
Yeah.
Shout out to New Zealand. Those crazy bastards.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, this is interesting. Do you want to hear about bodies moving after they die or a device that lets you control technology with your mouth?
Bodies.
Okay. So a researcher named Allison Wilson studied and photographed the movements of corpses over 17 months.
That's disgusting.
She and her team focused a camera for 17 months on a research facility in Australia that was basically like the Australian body farm of like where they just watch all these dead bodies to see what happens. For the entire 17-month duration, the corpse continuously moved. The okay. whole time.
What was it? What was it like on?
I believe
a slab.
It was, I think they had different ones. So there's slab, and then there's outdoors, and just you know, like out. But that didn't,
in the yard or
it
something
didn't matter. It's the actual decomposition internally of what's happening to the body, specifically the drying out of joints and limbs. That basically, if you die and you're you know laying there as a body with your arms next to you. As your muscle inside, those tendons and ligaments, everything start drying out and shrinking, your arms go up like this and you end up with your arms out to the side. They said arms went from being down to the side to fully extended over 17 months.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't like it.
And they are not sure. They think that the movements are related to the process of decomposition as the body mummifies and the ligaments dry out.
Okay, so they're just saying like, yeah, everything's drying out, so obviously
it's going to keep
the
moving.
Positional change.
Right.
But why is it all going north?
Why I think up? It's because like a tightening. You know like have you ever you know when you're like a little kid or you know anytime you go get a massage and they massage your arm and they hit that certain ligament or you could press that certain ligament that make your fingers close?
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That feels like out and then closed because you're like tightening it. You're shortening the rubber bands in there that are pulling everything in. So I can see from the shoulders, this getting tighter.
That's wacky.
Which then makes me think about the position that all of zombies are in every zombie movie. And they're like, ooh, with their arms straight out. And you're like, okay, that's scientifically accurate. That tracks. That looks like, it's not like Disney with the ostrich head in the sand thing where we're like,
how come it doesn't happen with animals really, you know? Like, this seems like those guys curl up. I want to do
maybe,
that.
Maybe, well, because think about how the muscles in a dog, it would be, their limbs would probably go like this in... And when you see like mummified animals, they're always
funny
like
if they
tucked
were,
in.
Yeah, I know. But that's why, like, why aren't they
do you think
this?
Maybe their arm went like this? Aww. They used the word. Okay, it says.
I've never seen a dead
akimbo
dog.
Akimbo on their side. What does that word mean? A-K-I-M-B-O.
I don't know.
I think
it's an acronym.
With hands on the hips and elbows turned outwards. Oh.
What are they saying?
That's how the arms did it. I thought that was like to the side, but it's really like akimbo. I didn't know that was like an actual description of a body posture.
Middle English phrase, which means at a sharp angle.
Okay.
A good description for how your arms look when elbows bent, you have hands on your hips.
Yeah. That's what your body is going to go to when you die.
That
better.
Makes sense for me. I like
yeah,
that.
How
actually.
Dare you?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Yeah, that's.
And what if
see,
they said in your fingers,
sense.
Four three of them curl in and one of them points out straight.
Ever so like, slightly.
Yeah.
And it wags.
Yeah. So,
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
How about that? Like, I feel like this is one of those things where why don't we know this? Why haven't we, like, put a camera on a body for a long time? That feels like. day one in studying bodies research. Watch them. The end.
I still, by the way, I've thought a lot about our hypothetical plans to dissect a human cadaver.
Oh, funny you say that. I have too. I've talked to many people about this. And the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, yeah, this seems fine.
It's perfect for my theme of wonder.
Yeah.
Right? And also hilarious.
Yeah. And I see no problem.
Yeah, all right.
Eli brought up the same page. Eli was curious. He said, "What do you think? How often do you think a med student or somebody who needs to dissect a body for science or whatever has known the person they are dissecting?"
Like never.
I heard this when he said, like, how many times do you think a person interacting with a dead body knows the person? And so I took it as like a mortician or somebody working. I'm like,
oh, well, a mortician.
I bet it's.
That's probably pretty frequent.
Yeah. Pretty frequently, or like, you know, especially in smaller towns, that might be a thing.
Yeah.
But if you die and you donate your body to science or to something,
don't
like.
Don't do it.
Right. We've definitely told you the reasons why.
Don't do it.
Does it stay local?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I feel like the odds would be better if they're not going to ship a dead body to someplace else, right? They're going to keep it local, and then those hospitals are going to use the ones around. So maybe that happens more than we think.
Maybe, but, I mean, how many people know a medical student? Not that many people know a medical student. You might, but most people don't. And then to know the exact medical student that is also the person cadavering, scalpeling your corpse, probably pretty low.
But I imagine, like, what if you're like a medical student and you live in a small town and one of the elementary
school
teachers.
You don't go to school there.
Oh, you don't go to school
there. Where? Penn State?
Right.
I mean, yeah. College town or something?
Yeah. And then it's like your elementary school teacher that's on the slab next to you.
Yeah, maybe they like do a shuffle of the bodies. Like this got to go to Kansas City. This has to go to Orlando.
Yeah. I was thinking with morticians, people who worked with the dead, that I bet the likelihood, if you're a person who's seen one person you know, you've probably seen two people you know. I said that. I was like,
it's
I bet
like
it's every
nothing.
Other person, and those people have seen two in their whole career. And maybe they work with 10,000 bodies in their life, and two of them they know. Like, but I feel like if you've seen one you know, you've seen two you know.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like,
right.
So 50%? I'm like, you didn't hear me correct. said
like... but generally I think very, very rarely.
Yeah.
But also don't do that.
Donate.
I know we're supposed to say, be an organ donor. That's great.
Yeah. My grandma set herself up and was very specific about it. She like had a little card in her wallet that said she was going to UCLA Medical Center for specific medical research and like what her body was being used for.
Yeah, well, that sounded great until I heard about those yoga teachers going to the hospitals and paying $1,200 to $4,500 to slice open your grandma.
I said that to Eli, and he, like, wasn't even fazed, but was just like, oh, okay. I'm like,
for real? Is he donating his body to science?
I don't think so.
Because, like, I feel like most people that do that have a very... clear idea.
Yes, they have an idea.
And it does not involve yoga instructors.
Oh my God, look at this body.
Like, they think they're going to help cure cancer.
Right.
They are not.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, that's all I got. I'll save the rest for next time.
Okay, Sarah is not going to be doing this. What is this thing where, you know, these people that say,
I have no desire to learn how to do the splits. What is that for? Like, for
that's
what
I want to know. How's
that equal to?
Why do I call it doing a split and some people call it the splits?
Oh, this is a good question.
Because every time someone said that, I'm like,
I say the splits.
Why?
I don't know. I actually don't know. But I would say doing a handstand, a cartwheel, but it's like the split.
The split.
Wow. I don't know.
I don't like it. It feels
is it
weird.
Is it a East Coast, West Coast? Is this the California thing?
Maybe. But I know that, you know, people that say like I was online instead of saying I was in
this
line.
This is Eli and his whole family. And I just
think
let it
that's
go,
a New
like,
York thing.
It is a New York thing.
I was online, like meaning I was in the line
right
to go to the deli or whatever. Right.
That really messed me up when we actually got the internet.
Ask him why he says online instead of in line.
Right. I'll ask him.
I want to know. Okay. Because I do think that must be regional. I hate I hate splits and online. I also hate method actor. Hey, do you see that thing at the end of the year when they do the compilation of Howard Stern, all the things he hates?
No, I haven't. Oh, I would love this. We should do that.
It's just like, I hate... And you know, throughout the whole year, then they also do what he loves, but it's like good. The same as me. Like, I love my bed. Like, it's like just stuff.
I love two people.
Yeah. But it's very relatable. Okay. We hate method acting.
Hate James Cameron. We hate like people's obsession with the Titanic.
Billionaire hoarders.
Definitely. If you were raccoons, we'd definitely murder you already.
We hate the lady that qualified for the Olympics without trying.
I mean, I love her, but we Susie hate hates her. Her. I love her. I'm going to try to get her on the podcast.
Do you love, in general, people that have like either put no effort and make it far or claim to put no effort and make it far?
She does not claim to put no effort. She says she just has that no quit, like, if I set my mind out to do something, I'm going to do
it. But what's the point then of saying, like, I've never run a marathon if your whole
thing
she was like,
I'd like to run a marathon. That's a goal I have. What's the next one I can do? Hey, it happens to be this one. Wouldn't it be funny if I did that one for my first one?
Yeah, but the reason why it's funny is because then if you qualify, then you could do this whole bit about how you'd never run a marathon before.
Yeah, I'm into it.
You love it.
I do. I hope, for the same reason I love Cool Runnings.
The reason why that is different is because they're not going on NPR being like, can you believe it? We'd never bobsledded before. It's inherent because you're Jamaican.
Right, right. Yeah.
She's being like, can you believe it? Meanwhile, she's like a track star.
Long distance
like
runner.
Collegiate.
Right. What if she's like, whatever. I've run hundreds of miles before, just never 26.2.
It'd be like if I started a new podcast and then it won some award and then me being like, can you believe that? I've only done one episode of this podcast.
Oh, right.
Well, but I did like fucking 10 others. Years.
Right. Okay, like, that's what this what feels are you doing like, leaving this podcast and starting a new one and getting awards for it?
Even hypothetically, you have PTSD.
Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this?
Sorry. Bad example. Okay, moving on. We also hate Tom Cruise. But we love New Zealand for recycling, but
yeah, we do.
We hate how humans are so stupid.
Yeah. There you go. You've heard it here.
Okay.
Facts.
Good job, everybody. Thank you for using our codes or being a patron, supporting us. We love you.
We love you so much. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.